This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. You know, obese teens are now engaging in some risky behavior. Teens with extreme obesity, which we're seeing now really more than ever. And it's staggering when you see these young people and as overweight as they are. It blows me away. I mean, they've got high blood pressure, they've got high cholesterol, and they're 14 and 15. I mean, it's a tragedy. It really is. And it can be avoided so easily, but there's so much going on in these young people's lives. And whether the parents are overweight and they're teaching that to their kids, or there's emotional issues going on and food has become their way of coping with all of it, regardless of the issue, obesity is a challenge with our teenagers. But the extreme obesity, they're saying now, is more dangerous than they even thought. The new government-funded research looked at the risk for sex, alcohol, illegal drugs, or suicide attempts reported from more than 9,000 high school students who took part in a nationwide survey. And the study looked at the heaviest high school kids, the ones who top the growth charts for their height and weight, but have a body mass index greater or equal to than the 90th percentile. And that starts around 220 pounds for a 15-year-old of average height. Now, I know football players and whatnot are going to be naturally a little bit bigger. And so for a 15-year-old to be 220, you know, that is possible for them most of the times they're going to be a little bit overweight at that height and weight and at that age. But still, there's kind of kids are that big. But I'm talking about the obese. I'm talking about someone that's like 5, a girl that's like 5'4", and they're weighing 195 pounds. In high school or middle school. It's just crazy. So this group of teens that they studied, they know their major health risk for their obesity, but they really didn't understand how typical they were in terms of the teen-like behaviors. And study researcher Meg Zeller, who's a PhD, and she's staff psychologist at Cincinnati Children's Hospital in Ohio, she said that her team found that being big doesn't necessarily make teens any less likely to experiment with things like cigarettes, sex, or drugs than their normal weight peers. But because obesity is known to be socially isolating, and many of those things are tied or tried in social settings, she said that finding was a surprise. They found that all kinds of risks, like smoking, turned out to be even more common in obese students. So because they're already isolated because of their weight and they're not feeling accepted by their peers as much, she's saying they're tending to lean toward even more than regular height and weight. Students of their peers, maybe, you know, to what might be considered more attractive, better looking, they're actually going more toward the drugs and the sex as more alternative behavior. And they're saying that extremely obese boys are about 50% more likely than their normal weight counterparts to have even tried cigarettes or to have started smoking before the age of 13. That's incredible. That's scary. And it's sad. But although heavy girls, we're about half as likely heavy, fat, it is what it is. We're more than likely than their slimmer peers to have ever had sex. When they did have intercourse, they were nearly 5 times more likely to do so under the influence of alcohol or drugs. So, I mean, it's being obese and being overweight is a challenge. So you take someone that's already got a poor self-image and they're a little heavy, and maybe they don't at first do drugs and alcohol, they start eating a bunch of food because it brings comfort to them. It does stimulate brain chemistry, and it makes you feel good. So they start eating more foods that are packing on the calories, packing on the pounds. Then all of a sudden they're overweight, they don't exercise, and then the whole temptation of drugs and alcohol, sex, all that behavior that can become very addictive, and it gives them a sense of purpose, maybe a sense of position, and a sense of belonging for whatever that does, whether it's other people that smoke and do drugs or someone to have sex with when maybe things aren't good at home and you feel loved and accepted, when you maybe don't feel loved and accepted for being overweight, your parents don't make you feel that way, your peers don't make you feel that way, but yet turning to sex or turning to drugs or alcohol or smoking, whatever it is, it gives you a sense of belonging, especially if other people are doing it with you. But the challenge is that because they already have a poor self-image, these kids are, they're saying the rates are even higher than kids that are slimmer or thinner. So it's something we really need to be on the watch for. And parents, if you've got kids that are overweight and you think your kids tell you everything, but they're probably not. And so it's one thing to maybe dig a little bit deeper. If you're busy, if both parents are working, it's important to invest in your kids and spend time asking them the questions or build the kind of relationship with them, hopefully, where they'll open up to you and maybe share the things that are really deep down on their heart and the things that are causing them to do some of this behavior. And invest in your kids to lose weight. I mean, if you're heavy and you're a parent, make it happen. Get on a weight loss program. Get with your physician. Get with a personal trainer and come up with a game plan. Look at what your diet you're eating. Make sure you're following something like an anti-inflammatory diet, that you're taking the right supplementation, that you're exercising, that you're getting the proper rest, but that you're not just living however you have to live to make it every single day, and you're getting overweight, and you're passing that image down to your child, to our kids. So we want to teach them to be good adults, right? We want them to be moral. We want them to make good decisions, to treat other people the way that we want to be treated, the golden rule. We want to teach them to be financially secure. They can take care of themselves and be responsible in that way. We always talk about these things. It's part of our culture, and we want that for our kids. But you really don't ever hear about how, as parents, we should teach our kids to be healthy. You want to, a good mother per se that really wants the best. She may be the homemaker. She cooks dinner all the time. She's going to make sure that they eat their vegetables. All right, that's pretty standard. Most parents, whoever the dad, the mom, whoever cooks, they're going to do that. But I think it needs to be one of those things where we live that. We have to live that for our kids, not just eating fast food at home and then making some vegetables for the kids. It's like everybody needs to make it happen together. Everybody needs to not be doing the Fruit Loops in the morning with the cow's milk and the pasteurized cow's milk. If you're worried about food allergies or gluten intolerance and all that, you feed your kids organic eggs and fresh strawberries and whatever, but you're over there pounding down the Frosted Flakes. It's not going to work like that. It doesn't happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to achieve the health that you can for your kids. You're not going to be a good example to lead them to do that. And we have to step up and make a difference. And with an article like this where there's peer pressure involved already, that's something that we don't really have to deal with that much as adults. We do in our own ways, but it's nothing like it was seemingly when you're in that age bracket. And so they're just coming into their own. So they have enough to deal with. But to be overweight and then, just take them to their doctor and hope that the doctor can fix it, the pediatrician, they're not going to do anything. They've got 15 minutes to spend with them. They can encourage you about diet, but it's up to really the parents and what goes on in the home to make the biggest lifestyle influence for our kids. And like I said, they have enough peer pressure as it is and enough things to choose. If we can guide them that way and give them good choices and empower them, encourage them, and equip them on how to live a healthy lifestyle, then imagine what they will do. They'll be able to pass that down to their kids, and you will have left a health legacy. That's what it's all about.
So Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio, so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free for the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Good morning to Lucille now. Hi, Lucille. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
How are you, darling? How can I help?
I have a friend that he says he doesn't press power during the daytime, but of a night he press powers a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, he is sort of worried about it.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what would make that. I wonder.
Well, there's several things that could cause it. It could be hormone issues, even for a guy. It could be thyroid. It could be pituitary gland, it could be blood sugar levels. Does he have any, has he been diagnosed with anything that you know of, like diabetes or hypothyroidism?
Not that I know of.
Okay, well that kind of information is really important, okay? So, I mean, like I said, if you want to know a lot of the could-bes would be potential diabetes, hypoglycemia, it could be hypothyroidism, hyperthyroidism. I mean, there's a host of things it could be. I would just need to know, you know, what he was diagnosed with and that sort of thing. So that would be the kind of information that would be helpful. So
right.
I mean, it could be several issues, but I would just ask him to find out. And you can call me back anytime here on the show. But one thing for sure, I'll tell you this. You're having night sweats at night. Obviously, the body's breaking down at some level. And he really needs to reassess his lifestyle choices for sure, meaning the way he eats, whether or not he exercises. The body typically, when you start getting symptoms like that, the body typically breaks down and goes to a place where it's pretty incredible. It's one of those deals where the body, when it changes, it and you go through these types of hot flashes or night sweats or whatever he's going through, It's pretty incredible how several systems in the body can start breaking down. And we know that 80% of our body will, or organ systems, are in the breaking down process when we start feeling experiencing our first symptom. So he might already have something like diabetes going on, you know, that you don't know about. And that could be a symptom. It could be some of the medication he's taking. I mean, there's a host of things. So if you want to find out that info and email me back or whatever you can, that's fine. You can always do that. Or have him call me here on the show, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Dale. Hi, Dale. Good to talk with you, man. What's up?
Great to talk with you, too. I was calling. I got a problem with my left foot. And I went to the doctor here a couple weeks ago and for a routine checkup, you know, for a physical. And I had a problem with the foot on the left foot on the inside of the foot. It was a little bit numb, and I related it to, I had to buy new boots for the winter, and I just thought that the boots were irritating the nerve, and because if you touch the area and the joint, if you hit that nerve, you could feel it, you know?
Right.
And, but anyways, and he said that's what he kind of thought it was, and we changed boots, so I changed boots. And I wore these other boots for about a week, and then my big toe started to hurt so bad that I couldn't even move it. And then the pain went from the toe to the ball of the foot, and so the outside of the right toe on the bone and stuff was real sore, and now it's kind of moved to the middle of the foot, and actually, on the bottom of the foot, if you get hard, it hurts. And my toes, you can feel them, like say if you have been frostbite a little bit, it kind of feels like that a little bit, an ache like that.
Is it in the base of the toes? Is it in the base of the toes, though, between the big toe and the next one over?
Not at the base. It's at the tip, kind of, you know, and it's from the second, third, maybe fourth toe, you know. But it started out, you know, I still have on the side of the foot, it's a little numb there yet. The big toe doesn't ache like or hurt like it did, but it's the pain has just moved from the big toe to the next couple of toes and in the middle of the foot, you know, like almost like somebody is kind of putting you're putting a vice and tighten it and in the middle, you know, it's hurting.
Right.
So, but I'm just trying to figure out if maybe if I jumped down on the foot, maybe fractured it. I haven't been able to get back into the doctor, but I was just wondering if it was something like that or if it's related to that nerve or if it's arthritis or, but it just came on this all of a sudden when it happened. And the big
did it come on?
Was for a week.
Did it come
on?
Here's the thing, though. Did it come on when you only when you started wearing these new boots? Or, I mean, if you wear flip-flops or no matter tennis shoes or whatever you wear, no matter what you wear now, it hurts. Nothing changes it.
Right.
All right. I would definitely go back in to see your physician. I think it's a wise thing to do because there's several things that it could be. Like I said, it's another one of those could-bes. And especially if you thought it was the boot that kind of flared it up, but it's not. I mean, there's no way you've got all that going on. Probably from a pair of boots, unless you wore them for a long time, just kind of worked through it, and you could have irritated the area. So probably best thing to do is go to your, I mean, if it was me, I'd go back to the doctor for sure and have them run some tests because there could be some other issues going on. It could be nerve, no doubt about it. And the nerves would be coming from the lower back, but, you know, they wrap down and go into the feet. Could be causing neuropathies, which is potential that could be it. And that could be a nutritional deficiency as well. Could be something as simple as an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency, too, causing inflammation. Could be your diet as well. When you eat things like processed foods, you'll get a lot of excess irritation and inflammation in the digestive tract, which can transpose itself into the joints and can cause a mimic arthritis. So there's a lot of could-bes. That's why some testing would be really good. Blood tests as well. And I mean, you can look into things like elimination or cow's milk, dairy, and any wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. If it's a flour-based food, those can be things you could avoid as well. Something to consider. We'll be right back.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454 or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com and use promo code 1191.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Empire actor Jesse Smollett has gone from reported victim of a hate crime to being charged with filing a false report to Chicago police.
WBBM's Bob Roberts.
Doubts about Smollett's original account began to surface more than a week ago. He claimed he was confronted in a viaduct by two men who taunted him with homophobic slurs. In the past week, accusations surfaced that Smollett actually rehearsed the attack and paid the men.
Gloria Schmidt represents the two brothers that are involved.
There was never a change of heart. There was a point where this story needed to be told, and they manned up and they said, you know what, we're going to correct this.
House Democrats could introduce a congressional resolution as early as Friday that seeks to overturn the president's border emergency declaration. It's likely to pass the House. Trump says he will veto it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
To find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
It's going to give you experts each week, recipes, all kinds of great information. I'm really excited about it. It's something we've been working on and so many people have been asking about. So we're actually going to, we've improved. We used to have one, but we've improved it and it's going to be there. It's absolutely free. We want to encourage you to get that. Also, if you're not on Facebook and Twitter, you need to be, because it's how we keep you posted. If you miss anything on the show, we'll have certain items posted there, as well as you're able to ask questions, and we'll do our best to get those handled for you in a timely manner. You may call right now, 888-283-7272. Right now, we're going to go to Joe. Hi, Joe. Welcome to the show, man. How can I help?
Hey, how you doing? Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. What's up?
Okay, hey, first of all, I want to thank you for your book. My wife and I, we've been on a four-week, you don't call it a diet, a four-week cleanse, and we no sugars,
It's a diet. It's the anti-inflammatory diet is what it is.
So there you go. Anyway, it's been 3 weeks. Myself, I'm 50. Lost 14 pounds in 3 weeks. And I'm just letting everybody know it's not that hard to follow this diet.
That's great. That's great news.
But we're sticking right to it. I mean, we're not wavering at all on it. And it's all I drank for 3 weeks, believe it or not, is water. And I used to hate water. I couldn't stand water. And we're going with the probiotics and digestive enzymes. And my question was goat's milk.
That's great news. I mean, that's huge. Let me stop you there for a minute. Let me stop you there for a minute. That right there is such a great example of you and your wife both making a decision that you want to get well, that you're not satisfied with life and the way you've been living. And that you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired. Let me ask you a couple of things about that, too. Were you diagnosed with anything? Have you been dealing with anything cholesterol or blood pressure or anything?
I've never had health issues. Never in my life have I taken medication. Never had health issues. I'm always kind of a pretty decent. I never was really overweight. I'm like 5'7". I was 180 pounds. So it's not like I'm bigger than most men I know are a lot bigger than I am, a lot bigger. But we got tired of it. We got a grandbaby, another one coming along, and we just want to live a long life and be a blessing to our kids, and the grandkids.
That's such a great story.
I'm into raw goat's milk now.
Amazing.
And is it okay for me to drink the raw goat's milk while we're on the diet?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, okay. We're big fans in our company for raw goat's milk and raw cow's milk. Raw cow's milk is okay later on, but you just need, some people can handle it and some people don't. So it really comes down to the person. And that's one of those things that you'd want to look into later on your own. But the raw goat's milk is pretty much hypoallergenic and it's easy for the body to digest, as I talk about a lot. And yeah, I mean, it's great. Raw goat's milk is amazing.
Yeah. So, and my wife never liked cow's milk, but she loves goat's milk.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
She's had just shaking of the hands, basically, for years. I've been with her for a lot of years. But it seems like it's
that's a good thing.
5, maybe 10 years. And one day she just asked our family doctor about it. And they gave her a test, and she doesn't have Parkinson's or anything like that. They said it was essential tremors. And they wanted to give her a medication that would basically is a mood altering drug. She don't want to have her mood altered at all.
No.
So basically, it was like you had to make the decision: would live with it or take the drug. We don't want to take the drug. Right. I was wondering if there's anything she can do in her diet that could possibly do it. She's trying to get more rest. As a matter of fact, your book said you should get like 8 hours rest a night.
Yeah.
If you're doing a diet, I'll tell you. I work second shift. I get home at about midnight, I go to bed about 1 o'clock, and I'm up at 7, and I got so much energy, I can't go back to sleep. This diet is just fantastic. I mean, it's life changing, you know.
Yeah, it really is, and I'm glad that's helped you. That means a lot to me because that's why I do what I do. So that's great news. Hey, when it comes down to the tremors, and I'm not saying this is a foolproof, but I can tell you some history behind it and give you some good information that might help. But dopamine levels, there's our brain chemicals, and I talk about dopamine in my book and talk about neurotransmitters, the brain chemistry, and how important that is. It's the mental side of our body. But remember, everything affects everything. So our brain chemistry can affect other areas of our body as well. And so dopamine is one of the feel-good chemicals in the body. But when it gets low, when we have low dopamine, it can cause issues like these non-essential tremors. It can be an indicator for that. And so there's several things that we can do from a nutritional perspective that can help the body, because we are what we eat. And remember when our body breaks down and we get sick for three different reasons. All right. Number one is we have nutritional deficiencies. Always, 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 always. There's going to be some form of a nutritional deficiency within the body. Number two, toxicity. And it could be toxins from the environment, emotional toxins. It can be just toxic environment all the way around that could be causing that. So understand that can be an issue as well. And then genetics. Our genetics play a role. We can't help it. It is what it is. It's the cards we were dealt. So you want to do everything you can. The good news is 2/3 of all of this falls on our environment and falls on the choices that we make. So that's pretty cool, because that means that we can actually make changes in our lifestyle, changes in our diet, changes in the way we do things, and our body can regenerate. And we can see certain areas of our body that weren't working as well begin to repair and regenerate and start doing better. And then we can do better, which is fantastic. So certain foods that can be very helpful: meat, fish, eggs, cheese, chocolate, all of that are very, very good for stimulating dopamine production in the body and getting it from our foods. Now, the chocolate would be the dark chocolate, more the bitter chocolate, 75% cocoa or better. Stay away from caffeine. That's something that we've known and seen in research, that caffeine depletes two amino acids. It depletes tyrosine and phenylalanine. Those two, when they get depleted, those are the two that help make dopamine. So you drink caffeine, you're going to cut down on those, you're going to shut down your dopamine levels, and it's just not going to be a good thing if you're dealing with these essential tremors. There's certain supplements that have been shown to help with dopamine production, and those are blueberry extract, glutathione, tyrosine, which we just talked about, but also pyridoxal 5-phosphate. P5P is a version of B6. And B6 is great for brain chemistry. It's great for neuropathies. We really get depleted in B6 just through our lifestyle and through stress. And we don't get enough in our foods. We don't eat enough vegetables. Even if you think you're eating, oh, I eat vegetables all the time, we're still not getting everything that we need out of it. And it's something that we need to look into a little bit more sometimes if we're dealing with some of this. So anyway, those are some nutritional perspectives if that's what you're looking for. And if the doctor doesn't have her on any medications, when you go visit with he or she again, let them know about that, because it might be something they can use in their practice, and might be something they can guide you on in that process. So keep me posted on how things are going. I'm glad that the diet's going well for you and that you've made those decisions to live a healthier lifestyle. So that's great news. And it's really encouraging to me as well, because that's what I want for everybody that we are able to touch in any way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Remember, if you've got a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one that is struggling with their health, and they've got questions, they just kind of don't know where to go and need some direction, or you just need somebody to talk to, well, that's what we're here for. And if you want to get some good information, maybe to empower their health and empower their life, well, let's talk about it. You can call me right now, 888-283-7272. Doctors are performing a full face transplant. Was performed last week by surgeons at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. And the transplant was performed on 30-year-old Mitch Hunter of Indiana, who suffered serious facial injuries from a high-voltage electrical wire following a car crash in 2001, the Associated Press reported. The procedure took more than 14 hours, but went smoothly, according to the lead surgeon, Dr. Bohan Pomahack. He said the first full-face transplant in the U.S. was performed last month at the same hospital, and the patient was a Texas construction worker, the AP reported. So it's interesting. You start thinking about full face transplants. Think about that for a minute. Think about how you've seen it in movies, and just start thinking, let your mind go with where that technology and that aspect of medicine could go in the future. You know, like your skin the way it is, let's have a full face transplant. Don't like the way you look? Full face transplant. So I know they're using it right now for purposes of restructuring and giving somebody their face back. And, of course, there's the bony structure of the skull that would have to be modified some. But there's a lot of aspects, a lot of road rabbit trails that aspect of medicine can go down. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. Electronic cigarettes are to be regulated as tobacco products. The FDA, Food and Drug Administration, has released that the electronic cigarettes marketed from non-therapeutic use will be regulated as tobacco products rather than drugs. The the FDA says that a proposal is an outline in a letter posted at the agency's website. And in December, the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled the FDA can only regulate e-cigarettes as a tobacco product, and that they aren't marketed for therapeutic use, they can't touch it. So the ruling gave the FDA the power to oversee sales of these controversial products. The e-cigarettes include a battery, so the electronic cigarettes, that is, a heating element, and a cartridge that contains a liquid suspension with nicotine obtained from tobacco plants. When a person uses an e-cigarette, the liquid is heated and vapor is emitted, Bloomberg reported. So interesting to see the little battles going on within this and if it's really effective as an alternative at all.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve.
savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
California, she writes in an email, I've been struggling with low energy levels. I'm not really sure what to do. The doctor says that my thyroid is fine. What do you think? Well, energy levels, if they check your thyroid, that's great. And the thyroid being okay is really good news, because women today are seeing so much of hypothyroidism, which is low. Hypo means low. Thyroid function. And that is, it will rob your energy levels when that little gland stops functioning at its peak level, becomes a challenge. But another issue that we're seeing in America right now that's not really tested for is adrenal function. And it's really more adrenal fatigue. And doctors argue back and forth that there really is such a thing called adrenal fatigue. It's kind of this phenomenon that people want to discuss. And a lot of them kind of get your old school and your new school. The old school thinks it's ridiculous, and the new school puts some credibility or validity to it. And the adrenal glands are our body stress glands, and it's based on research with Hans Selye, who is an MD back in the day, and he did research on stress levels and pretty much how our body adapts to stress. So it's called the general adaptation syndrome, or GAS for short. But he found in doing research that our adrenals can only handle so much. And if we go through all the stressors in life that we go through and we tax the adrenals, then it becomes difficult for us to recover. Our energy levels go down. Disease can set in. And our body just can't recover. And the more stress we put on it, such as what we have going on now, I mean, just with life in America, especially with the pace that we're at, I mean, 50, 60, 70, 80 hours a week, and just that pace that we all run, how taxing it is on our body, how taxing it is on the adrenals, and really what we need to do to manage that. Well, the adrenal fatigue that we talk about, there's several things you can do. And if your energy levels are low and you think the blood test, I mean, I don't know if they check for anemia, Cindy, but I mean, the anemia is a big one. So if they haven't done the blood test for that, that's important. Blood sugar levels, I'm sure they did all of this. I mean, if they ran the basic blood test, they're going to have checked it. Even the CBC and the CMP would cover all that, even indicators. So they probably did. And checking your thyroid, too, everything's okay. So if they're scratching their head, it could be emotional stress that's making you tired and really zapping your energy. It could be food allergies. So cutting things out like cow's milk, dairy, wheat products, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, all the flour-based foods, that's a quick indicator, and you'll find really quickly whether or not your body is dealing with some kind of allergy to foods. And then if it's adrenal fatigue, you'll know. What you cut out, you'll cut out typical flour-based foods like that, but cut out fruit juice, sugars, processed foods of all kinds. And you can, if you're a coffee drinker, cut out the coffee too, because that's a good indicator. See, that coffee stimulates cortisol, and that's kind of a false sense that the body is, or that the adrenals are working better and that your energy levels have picked up, because the coffee bean is acidic, but natural caffeinated coffee bean will stimulate cortisol. That's the nature of it. And that gives you an artificial kick in the morning. That's why a lot of people drink it. Their cortisol is low when it should naturally be a little higher in the morning, because cortisol wakes us up. It's a stress hormone. And so when you drink the coffee, it stimulates more cortisol and it gives you a false sense of energy. And rather than letting your body regenerate and letting the energy levels function better on their own. And so green tea, that's another great way to protect the adrenal glands. Vitamin C, vitamin B6, or vitamin B5 rather, pantothenic acid. Those are all great things to look into for supporting the adrenal glands. And there's great research out there on that, so you might want to do some reading up on it. But coming up with adrenal fatigue and supporting that and strengthening the adrenals, one of the best things you can do to support and encourage a healthy body, but also healthy energy levels. So I hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check. If you haven't signed up for our new weekly email newsletter, you can do that at the website. And it costs you absolutely nothing, but it will give you all kinds of great health information to empower your health and your life. Now we're going to Robert. Hi, Robert.
Then, you know, the drugs, prescription drugs, because they had a side effect even for his drying out your eyesight or whatever and all that. I'm trying to find something that I can use for high blood pressure other than taking that.
Okay. Are you taking anything right now for blood pressure medication?
Yes, I am.
What are you taking?
Benicar.
Benicar. And has it managed your blood pressure? Have the numbers stayed where they need to be, or is it not working, or it is, but you don't like the side effects?
At one time I was taking another one beside it, but what I started taking was using vinegar and honey. Mm-hmm. I started mixing up a solution like about 12 tablespoons of honey and 12 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar. And I was getting that from the health food store, the apple cider vinegar and everything. I mixed it. I used to take that by the ounce every day. Now, it kept it down and everything. It managed it. It managed it so well that but I never did just stop, you know, just come off the pill.
Yeah, well, you don't need to come off the pill unless your doctor tells you to. That's really, really important. Just because, I mean, that's blood pressure is not something you want to mess around with. There's some good research. Let me give you a couple things that you can go look into. Rebounding, jumping on mini trampoline, 5 minutes a day to 20 minutes a day. Harvard did some great studies on that, and it's a great exercise. It pumps the lymphatic system. It helps regulate blood pressure. Arginine and citrulline are two amino acids that can be helpful. NADH as well. There's good research on that. It's a version of niacin, which is B3. So those are some things to look into that can be helpful. But I just want to really reiterate to you that blood pressure is not something to play around with. And the medications the physician has you on, that's got to be a close relationship. And you guys got to create some kind of partnership as you're working on some more natural lifestyle choices. Okay? But there are good things out there to look into. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the best in Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.